Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. You can get more information about who I am at jackstockwell.com and at forbiddendoctor.com. Jackstockwell.com is what I do with the nervous system in my clinic. That's what I take care of, is to normalize and balance the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. I have to do it through the spine, of course. It's just that's not what I'm really doing. That's my tool. That's my tool to bring the nervous system back into balance. And then the ForbiddenDoctor.com website is where all of our nutritional information is located, plus many, many podcasts, which I have to say, a few of them have been taken down by YouTube because they didn't think I completely followed all of Big Pharma's policies. You know, I try to as much as I can, but there's sometimes I just have to tell the truth. And Big Pharma doesn't like that. And as a result, I will have some of my podcasts removed from YouTube. But we do an awful lot with Bright Eon as well. A lot of my stuff is moving over to Bright Eon, which doesn't practice censorship. So what I want to talk about, and I'm going to come back to the subject of milk again, because I am harping on my local radio show in the Salt Lake City area that I do 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, about the dangers of drinking pasteurized or eating any products of pasteurized dairy. And the pasteurization of milk, according to the Journal of Food Protection, ensures the safety of human consumption by reducing the number of viable pathogenic bacteria, end quote. That was published back in 2011 by the Journal of Food Protection. And so what I want to talk about here in the first beginning part of today's show, before Doug joins me, is what does pasteurization do to the vitamins that are in milk? Now, it only makes sense when you think about the quality of milk Mother Nature would put into a cow to feed her calf, which is the primary reason for milk. In mammals, the reason we're called mammals is because we have mammary glands, male and female. It's just that in the female, it develops because of the profusion of estrogen during the adolescent period that turns a little androgynous character into a beautiful woman, or the testosterone that turns a little androgynous character into a man. But we're mammals because of mammary glands, because we're designed to feed our young milk from our mammary glands. Now, what happens when this milk is cooked? And this is a point I make almost to the point of a broken record with some of my patients, because according to the study authors, one argument against pasteurization is the destruction of selected vitamins that are present in raw milk. What is present in that milk that will take that little calf and turn it into a cow before it even begins to graze? Now, this statement of the idea that pasteurizing milk destroys the vitamins, it's not completely accurate, but I'm going to come back to it here in a moment, because the researchers were looking at studies measuring vitamins A, B1, B2, B6, B12, vitamin C, vitamin E, and folate, and eliminating a lot of the others for reasons, some of which seem very frivolous, such as not published in English, not reporting sample size, not including a standard deviation, not reporting mean values. And this is something that I always point out. When you're reviewing a study, you need to look at the methodology that was involved in the study. Is there a standard deviation? Are there mean values? What's the size of the sample? And so leaving out all of that stuff out of a lot of these studies, looking at vitamin levels in articles that were published between 1936 and 2003, the researchers came up with some interesting results. Starting with the fat-soluble vitamins, studies on vitamin A were inconsistent. Two studies reported a reduction, and strangely, two reported an increase in vitamin A after pasteurization. And, of course, the question is, well, was vitamin A added to the pasteurized milk before they tested it? But the available data didn't allow the researchers to make some very important conclusions about vitamin E. Although pasteurization appears to qualitatively reduce concentrations of vitamin E, and they did not examine vitamin D. Because they said, quote, because secreted bovine milk is deficient in vitamin D based on human nutrition needs. An interesting thing to say. And vitamin K2 wasn't even on the radar screen until very recently, so the researchers did not look at that fat-soluble vitamin either. And so looking at the water-soluble vitamins, the researchers found a significant decrease for vitamins B12, B2, and folate, with a slight decrease in vitamins B1 and B6. But as for vitamin C, in the majority of trials, a big decrease in vitamin C was found after the milk had been heated. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, out of Salt Lake City, a longtime member of the Good Day Health Show crew with Doug, and very happy to be included on a weekly basis with the things that I am allowed by the station management and whatever else to bring to the attention of Doug's audience. And because Doug is a farmer and has a farm with cattle on it and other things, he knows the importance of pasteurized, the importance of non-pasteurized milk and what pasteurization does to milk. But these results that I'm talking about are pretty shocking. I mean, every water-soluble vitamin decreased, some significantly, especially vitamin C. But not to worry, say the researchers, since, quote, milk is not an important source of vitamin C and folate, nor vitamin B12. Only the reduction of B2 had them a little bit worried. Quote, this is from the study. This is from the 2011. With the exception of vitamin B2, pasteurization does not appear to be a concern in diminishing the nutritive value of milk, because milk is often not a primary source of these studied vitamins in the North American diet. End quote. Or put another way, the effect of pasteurization on milk's nutritive value is minimal because many of these vitamins were naturally found in relatively low levels anyway. Now, note the word, in their conclusion, the word often. Milk, quote, is not often a primary source of these studied vitamins, end quote. Now, for someone not drinking milk or drinking little milk, I suppose that would probably be true. But what about babies? What about toddlers? I mean, milk is often a primary source of these nutrients for this group. And what about a mom who worries about her children's junk food habits or their pickiness and who wants to make sure that her kids are getting at least the basics of what they need? I mean, raw milk can be a primary source of nutrients for these children, but what about vegetarians who depend on milk for vitamin B12? Because the destruction of B12 by pasteurization can be disastrous for these people, which is why I'm always telling the patients with children, not that the adults are any less important, is a product that we have, Catalin. Catalin has been around since 1929, C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, and some important enzymes that the body needs on a daily basis. Not the bulk, not the calories, just the vitamins and the minerals and some very important enzymes. That's probably one of our most productive products that we sell. It's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Under standard process, you just search for Catalin, C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. And there's a children's version for it, chewable Catalin for children. It's the same dose as the adult. It just has some cherry juice in it that makes it more palatable for kids. So I just wanted to mention that while I was thinking, because I've got an awful lot more to say about this, because the researchers did not even examine vitamin D levels on the assumption that there's not enough vitamin D in milk to satisfy human needs. Now, if that was the case, where do infant humans and animals get their vitamin D if it's not from mama's milk? I mean, the fact is that vitamin D is very difficult to measure in foods. And also vitamin D levels vary widely depending on the diet of mom and presumably the diet of the animal mother as well. Was the animal mother fed in a corral with pesticide-laced alfalfa? Or was mom out there in the rapidly growing grass, free-pastured, building her milk from those nutrients that she gives to her calf? Now, pasteurization, and it's the same thing with a human mother, because what mom has coming out of her breast milk right now was what she ate the last 24 hours. So pasteurization destroys the enzymes and the carrier proteins that are needed to absorb calcium, folate, B12, B6, vitamins A and D, iron, and a lot of other minerals. And so to absorb these nutrients in pasteurized milk, the body has to produce its own enzymes, which takes a lot of energy to do, especially in amounts that are required to ensure at least, you know, nothing less than 100% assimilation. So I want to go through these vitamins and these minerals quickly here, several of them, from various studies that tells what happens to these vitamins and these minerals in pasteurized milk. When you take a living substance as beautiful as raw milk is and kill it by pasteurizing it. And then also I want to talk about why we pasteurize, because pasteurization isn't to make the stuff safe for you, though that's the claim. It's to allow crappy, dirty, bloody milk into the system that won't pollute the cleaner milk with bad milk that gets in there. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm going to go through these vitamins and minerals in just a moment. Stick around.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. Hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Smith Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. Hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I hope I have your attention with what I'm about to say. These studies that came out of the University of California at Riverside regarding the effect of soybean oil on the brains of rats and mice is very, very telling, something the soybean oil industry would not want you to know. It has a direct effect on dysregulating functions of the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is kind of underneath the bottom of the brain. In fact, it's sitting underneath the thalamus gland, or the thalamus, which is part of the brain. That's why we call it hypothalamus. It's just underneath it. And it's sitting back behind the pituitary. It controls the pituitary. The pituitary controls so many other functions inside the human body. It's like the master gland having problems telling the other master gland what to do. And certain areas of the hypothalamus that seem to be deeply affected by the introduction of soybean oil into the diet relate to gender expression, sexual orientation, and gender confusion, such as transsexuality. The formation of these structures, as I said before the break, begins, whether you're male or female, begins while you are still developing inside of mama. And it continues through childhood, and it continues through puberty. Now, is soy oil a culprit in this tragic situation that's going on today in this country, where so many people find themselves feeling like they're the wrong sex for their body? I mean, if soybean oil affects the expression of dozens of genes inside the hypothalamus, the likelihood of this is yes. Now, there's a lot of harmful things in our diets today. Refined sugars, sweeteners, the high fructose corn syrup. There's MSG and artificial flavors. There's what happens to beautiful whole raw milk when we pasteurize it or homogenize it. There's modified food starch. There's extruded grains, the breakfast cereals, one of the worst things you could possibly eat for breakfast. There's glyphosate and the other agricultural chemicals, but by far the worst is the industrially processed seed oils, especially soybean oil. And soybean oil, where is it? It's in everything because it's cheap. It's easy to grow. It doesn't require a lot of attention in the field as other types of crops do. And where do you find soybean? Margarine and spreads, Cool Whip, creamers, mayonnaise, salad dressings and dips. It's in chips, it's in crackers, it's in snack foods, it's in breads, it's in donuts and cake, especially the icing on a cake. It's in pastries, it's in the French fries and the fried chicken. It's in prepared foods like pizza. The only way to avoid it is to avoid processed foods and get back to the healthy fats of our ancestors, mostly animal fats, butter, lard, duck fat, tallow, etc. Plus the traditional oils like coconut oil and olive oil. And by the way,
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country unlawfully. Initially scheduled to take effect on Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. Brian Butler spoke to CNN, detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022 containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane on the same day Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. A top official from the National Institute on Drug Abuse is urging Americans to pay attention to the types of cannabis products teenagers are using following a recent study revealing high school seniors are using Delta 8, a psychoactive substance. John Schaefer, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. You're listening to me, Dr. Jack Stockwell, at jackstockwell.com. I'm in Salt Lake City. I offer free consultations for the work that I do. And you can contact through the chat page at jackstockwell.com. And we also have a symptom survey that one of the best nutritionists I have ever run across that works in the clinic with me, Trudy, will take the results of your symptom survey and give you a call for up to 30 minutes. Here's what we found. Here's what we think you need to do. And an interesting thing about that is that a lot of people, until something stops working, they're not aware that that particular organ in the body is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. All of a sudden, you have a heart attack. All of a sudden, you have a stroke. All of a sudden, you can't digest your proteins anymore. All of a sudden, you've got these pains in your stomach that is very difficult to diagnose because everything else seems all right, but there's something growing inside there. I don't mean the C word. I mean just a problem that's growing that's very difficult to diagnose. All of a sudden, you can't poop anymore. All of a sudden, you can't have sex anymore. But up to that all of a sudden moment, things seem to be okay. These are the results of long-term malnutrition. I honestly believe, in my experience with over 20,000 patients, the majority of problems that afflict mankind are simply malnutrition. Not just getting things you don't want in your foods, but not getting the things that you do need by eating, the majority of your foods from a commercial source. That's why I'm always pushing Catalan with my patients. Pushing isn't the right word. That's the answer I'm given when people say, well, is there something else I can do? Yes, you can subsidize. You can subsidize the meals that you're eating with something that has been around, developed in 1929 by the oldest supplement company in America, Standard Process. It's available at a better than Amazon price at ForbiddenDoctor.com, CATALYN, for adults and for children. Now, despite all the assurances that we get out there from the apologists that pasteurized milk is better for you than anything else, when you heat treat nature's perfect food, it has a negative effect on the amount of nutrients and their availability, a profoundly negative effect. And one more thing, most of the studies the researchers had available were for regular pasteurization, not for the new big fad out there, the ultra-high temperature pasteurization, ultra-pasteurized. So in most milk today, even organic milk, if it's ultra-pasteurized, I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that that extra 20 degrees that goes from 160 Fahrenheit to 180 Fahrenheit pretty well kills everything else that's in that milk. And what emerges is a story of the most colossal waste. I mean, think of the nutrients that our growing children are not getting but should be getting because we pasteurized. Now, there's half of the states in the union allow raw milk. And one of the most beautiful things about raw milk is raw milk will last in a very cold refrigerator longer than pasteurized milk will. Because Mother Nature put into that milk the very chemicals, the very important enzymes to keep that stuff fresh that has a powerful antibacterial effect to preserve the quality of that milk. All right, I think I've probably hammered that point enough. I occasionally when I get that inner urge and desire and craving, I will go to one of the local stores in the Salt Lake County area that sells raw milk and get a gallon. It'll take me about a week to drink it. But I'm telling you, when I drink raw milk, I feel like I am drinking life. A big glass of pasteurized milk, which I never do anymore, because I'd always get a little bit of a headache afterwards. All right. So in the time that's left, I kind of want to hit eating ice cream. Do you eat it by the pint? Do you eat it by the quart? Do you eat it by the half gallon? There was an article not too long ago in the Wall Street Journal that was called "Eating a Whole Pint of Ice Cream is Okay Now." Now, there are the best of intentions kind of diets that goes something like this, you know, breakfast of dry toast, a cup of coffee, lunch with a salad with fat-free dressing, an afternoon snack because you're starving by this time of a candy bar, and then a dinner of dry baked fish and some dry broccoli. And by 8 o'clock in the evening, you are so starved for fat that you go to the freezer and you might eat a whole quart, in some cases maybe even half a gallon of ice cream that's looking at you from the freezer. Now, if that quart of ice cream is Häagen-Dazs, it's going to contain about the same amount of saturated fat as 1 1/3 sticks of butter. Now, I'm not saying that's bad. I mean, that's the amount of fat that's in there. And if you're going to get the saturated fat that you need from ice cream, then I suppose Häagen-Dazs is as good a way as any because it's the most natural ice cream out there on the market. And it contains the most cream from the research I've been able to do. The ingredients in chocolate ice cream are cream, skim milk, sugar, cocoa processed with alkali, and egg yolk. That's it. But remember, you're also going to be getting about a cup of sugar in a quart of ice cream, and double that if you eat a whole half gallon. And you're also going to be eating some antifreeze that's very toxic to the kidneys, and the food labeling laws do not require antifreeze to be listed on commercial ice cream. And it's in there. Why would they put it? Well, so they don't want the freeze. No, they do want it to get hard, but not so hard that it doesn't have a certain softness to it that you can dig through it with a spoon. That's why they put antifreeze in there, to keep ice cream soft. So the point is, if your body is so starving for fat that you might wolf down a whole quart of ice cream in one sitting or one standing, why not just eat some wholesome butter? I mean, without all that sugar. Throughout the day. I mean, I guarantee if you eat a high-fat breakfast, eggs, bacon, and some sourdough toast soaking wet with butter, and you use real olive oil and high-fat cheeses on your salad at lunch, and you smother your fish and broccoli and melted butter for dinner, you won't even be thinking about going to the freezer for ice cream. And if you do, you might get a bite or two because you have no desire for anything more than that. And by eating plenty of butter throughout the day, you don't have to deal with a lot of the other kinds of problems that begin to show up as a result of some guilt and gluttonous feeling of eating so much ice cream. But now the food manufacturers have come up with a way to get you to ice cream, eat ice cream without the feeling of guilt. It's called low-calorie, high-protein ice cream. It's pioneered by a company called Halo Top. I don't know if it's in your listening area, but I'm familiar with it. And it's manufactured by Breyers and Arctic Zero and Enlightened. Imagine that, Enlightened ice cream. And although a serving is officially half a cup, and who eats only half a cup of ice cream, they show the calories at 280 per pint for four servings on its carton. And on the very bottom, it says, save the bowl. Stop when you hit the bottom. I think that's cute. I just like the concept of being able to eat a whole pint, one of my patients said. Almost too good to be true. This stuff, you got, Dr. Jack, you've got to see this stuff. She doesn't feel guilty about eating her favorite chocolate chip cookie dough flavor because it only has 400 calories compared to the same pint container of Ben and Jerry's that has 1,120 calories of the same flavor. I mean, she says, you know, I could eat three of these and get the same amount of calories as one pint of Ben and Jerry's. Plus, she says it's healthy. Finally, healthy ice cream that tastes like ice cream. I'm not joking. I'm serious. So what are these best ingredients? Well, this is from the carton. Milk and cream. And it's interesting they say milk and cream. Milk and cream, eggs, erythritol, you know, manufactured sugar, prebiotic fiber, milk protein concentrate, organic cane sugar, high-fat cocoa, vegetable glycerin, sea salt, organic carob gum, organic guar gum, and organic stevia. Now, as I said, the first thing is milk and cream. Now, when you put these two things together, you have no idea how much of that is cream. See, if they listed milk and cream separately, cream would be further down the list. But when they say milk and cream, they can list it as number one. Oh, just part of the things with food labeling laws they can get away with. So they don't have to list cream as a minor ingredient in the label. And we know it's a minor ingredient because there's only 4 grams of saturated fat in a pint, which translates to about 1.5 teaspoons of butter fat. So the milk, of course, is probably pasteurized or ultra-pasteurized skim milk. Then come the eggs, whole eggs, not egg yolk. Remember that the whites can be white. The white of an egg can be highly allergenic for some people. When some people say they have an allergy to eggs, it's almost the white. People hardly ever have a problem with the yolk. And then the third ingredient is erythritol, which is always described as some harmless low-calorie sweetener. And note that there are 3 sweeteners in this, low and non-caloric sweeteners, and the others regular cane sugar. And then the way they cut the amount of real sugar in half is to get, that's how they get the low-calorie status. But erythritol, which is a sugar alcohol, is produced industrially, beginning with the using enzymes to convert the starch that's in genetically modified corn to generate glucose, which is sugar. And this is similar to the process where manufacturers will ferment starch from corn to make high fructose corn syrup. So erythritol then undergoes a second fermentation process that uses yeast and a fungus to transform the glucose into a sugar alcohol, which is why erythritol for some people can cause some real digestive problems. From the American Dietetic Association, quote, all sugar alcohols are absorbed slowly and incompletely from the intestine by passive diffusion. Therefore, an excessive load may cause diarrhea. Incomplete absorption causes indirect metabolism of sugar alcohols via fermentative degradation by the intestinal flora. What does that mean? It just means sugar alcohols are not broken down in the stomach. So they enter the intestinal tract. And it's here that this passive diffusion takes place, meaning that the presence of a sugar alcohol draws water into the bowel, which leads to fermentation of the wrong kind of bacteria and a resultant partial breakdown of the sugar alcohol that doesn't completely get broken down, that can result in severe cramping and diarrhea. And children are especially sensitive to gastrointestinal side effects. And children who regularly consume alcohols, we know, have an increased incidence of childhood obesity. And then other problems that can occur include candida overgrowth, metabolic acidosis. I mean, these are the headaches, increased blood sugar, the effect of eating this stuff because it's so low in fat. Now, what makes a good tasting ice cream good is the content of the fat, the dairy fat that's in there, and the butter fat. And a really good ice cream is going to be around 13 to 14% butter fat. That's what makes it so delicious. As they decrease the butter fat and put in artificial sugars, they're trying to convince your brain that you've got something really good. Now, there's several other things I can talk about this. But what's important is, again, read the labels. Just read the labels. And I suggest the use of Catalin. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to be joining Doug. We have a lot of podcasts at Good Day Health. healthshow.com/podcast, also at forbiddendoctor.com under my podcast, a myriad of subjects. So I'm going to be joining Doug here, the two of us together, to finish off the show for this week. Thank you for your listenership. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an SCP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's time for Dr. Jack Stockwell to join Dr. Doug Steffen. It seems Jack has more degrees in... Jay, do you find it surprising that Jack has more degrees in medicine than I do?
But I can you know what? I feel like that sounds about right.
Really?
I expect it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so anyway, Jack... Jack has been associated with this program for a long time, long enough to know me when I'm teasing and when I am not... we have actually a great friendship, and I'm thankful for Jack being in my life and the ability to share him with you on the program, the Good Day program, the Good Day Networks, the Good Day Health shows. And I want to sort of underscore what we do here with our medical experts, Jack and Ken, offering timely advice. It's different from each perspective, but it is something we have so many of these podcasts and so much useful information, from keeping your prostate healthy to your diet, to risks of Alzheimer's, what it is, the foods that make you fat, all of these sorts of things are discussed in detail when Jack is here and when Ken is here. So check it out. Every week there's new material at gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm very, as I said, appreciative of Jack being here and has the ability to talk about things like daylight savings time. We were just talking about this before we went on the air in this portion of the program, and what a crock it is for people. But that's just, you know, everybody's got real experiences. And
let me ask you a question about that. Okay. You travel cross-country constantly, back and forth, Boston, yeah. L.A., L.A., Boston, Boston, L.A., a three-hour difference. Yeah. How devastating is that for you when you get off the plane with a three-hour difference, either early or late?
Makes no difference whatsoever.
But that's 3 hours. That's 3 hours.
Yeah. And I do it in a three-day cycle, so I'm usually, and my trips are out on, like this week, Friday afternoon I go out, and I'll come back Monday afternoon. And you won't know where I am unless I tell you where I am. I don't sound any different.
Yeah.
I don't feel any differently.
When you do that, do you have to go sequester yourself from everybody and everything and go and get a three-hour nap one way or the other to make up for it? There's a whole bunch of other things that are afflicting the health of Americans that, when the time change comes around, likes to get the blame for it to take attention off the real problem.
Well, I was just talking about the cost of drugs. I know you heard me talking about all big farmers suing the federal government because the government's trying to regulate the price of drugs. And with you and your practice, you're trying to regulate the use of drugs, too, by not using drugs. There's a difference. Maybe that's the solution to the problem, not cutting the prices down, but having people pay attention to guys like you, men and women, who have enough education in these areas to be dangerous and to put out the easiest recipe for staying healthy is to take vitamin D, for example. Make sure there's plenty of that in your system and, you know, a lot of other stuff that is all natural. And then stay away from things like breakfast cereals. You and I were just talking off the air how I've sort of gone back to, I haven't eaten breakfast cereals for a long time because I couldn't find the milk that I wanted. I couldn't find real milk. And so now I can find it. And so I admit to having some, I had Cheerios the other day. I had some gluten-free, I don't remember what the heck the stuff was, but oats, I think, at any rate. But this whole business about the Kellogg CEO says we should have cereal for dinner. I don't think so.
If you want to save money, if you want to save grocery costs, because they're up 26% over
James,
the last
this
year.
Is for you. James is worried about the cost of groceries. So.
Yeah, this is the CEO of Kellogg's, Gary Pilnick, and he's saying, well, since the food income has gone up, the expense for food has gone up considerably, why don't we just eat cereal for dinner? Never mind the fact that Kellogg's highly processed cereal does not resemble actual food in any way. the high amounts of sugar, the glyphosate, the loops, the frosted flakes, the Rice Krispies, and he's come under a lot of fire for this. You might as well. Why don't you do this? Why don't you get a whole bunch of McDonald's burgers or get a bag of Doritos and a 2-liter bottle of Coke and split that around the family for dinner?
Yum!
I mean, nobody should be doing that either, but you might be better off doing that than eating these breakfast cereals that are loaded with crap. It's just shocking to me that somebody would come out and say this.
Well, but he's trying to sell his product, so people can come up with any justification for anything. You know, they say they have the facts on their side. Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, yay! Yeah, maybe not. All right, so there's Jack with his overview of a couple of things, including daylight savings time and let them eat flakes. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.